Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Veränderung mag er nicht so. Seine Heimat ist ihm super wichtig und hausgemachte Getränke haben einen ganz besonderen Platz in seinem Herzen. Mark Amber war bei uns zu Gast und redet mit uns über seine neue Single Belong Together, den ganzen Umgang mit dem Erfolg, wie seine Lyrics eigentlich entstehen und über seine Deutschlandbesuche, insbesondere München. Ihr dürft euch also auf ein ganz offenes Gespräch mit Mark Amber freuen, jetzt in der neuen Folge mit mir, Jale.
Hello. Hey. Nice to have you here. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
It's very early. It's 10 a.m. for context, and we're already in the studio.
Well, we were just at something. We were just doing a little show. Yeah. So we've been up for like 5 hours already.
Oh my God. You've been up since 5 a.m.
Yes.
Voluntarily.
No good. Well.
Semi.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how's Berlin treating you? Is it the first time you're here or?
No, we've been here a few times now. We had a show here in April and then we came for a little promo in June and now we're here for a third time. So yeah, it's the third time, I guess.
How do you feel about Berlin?
It's cool. I feel like I haven't really gotten to, in all these places we've been to the past 6 months, we've had, you know, not much time in each spot. So it's hard to kind of get to know a place in like a day or two. After this, we have the rest of the day off. So maybe I'll go explore it and you'll have to have me back so I could tell you what my experience was. But, I like what I've seen of Berlin.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. You have, not the best weather circumstances.
Yeah.
It's raining, but there's a lot of fun indoor stuff.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you some recommendations after.
Yeah, it's my favorite weather, but let's get, that's not as important. I was actually going to start with, when did you learn to like be musicians and play the guitar and sing? Is that something you've always had or is that something you've just stumbled on as you grew older?
I played piano my whole life growing up. Like my mom had me take lessons when I was young and that kind of, there was a moment right before I went to college where I didn't want to leave to go to school and I was home alone and I like never sang for anyone. I would only do it when no one was around and I didn't want to leave and I sat down at the piano when my parents were home and I tried to write a song and I wrote a song and I recorded it on my phone and I went to work that night and I was proud of the song I made. It felt good to write. It felt good to hear when I was listening back to it and I sent it to my parents in a group chat and I just said, hey, what do you think of this? And they're a bit older. Like I'm the baby of the family and they're not that good at technology. So they see just a text and they listen to it. And my mom responds a few hours later, hey, Dad and I really like this song. Like who's the artist? And I was like, Mom, what do you mean? It's me. And that was kind of the start of just trying to write music. And, I picked up guitar when I was in college and I bought Logic, which is a production tool. So I started producing my own music and I just kept writing more songs and, yeah, just been trying to get better at all of those things ever since.
And what inspires your lyrics?
I'd probably say just the place I grew up is really important to me. My friends that I'm, my best friends are still my friends from home. My family, just the people and things and the places that I'm from or the place that I'm from kind of just keep me inspired. I feel like I don't like change and I don't like growing up really. And I feel like those are things that, and I'm very nostalgic and those are things that kind of keep resurfacing in everything I feel like I do. So loosely from those things, I feel like I pull from.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's the kind of vibe I got from Belong Together, which was a huge success. Congrats.
Thank you.
And you mentioned homemade drinks and I was like, for me, as someone who didn't have this like attachment to home, I was always like kind of inspired by the strange things and wanted to go far away.
Yeah.
I really don't have any homemade. I don't even have an idea of what a homemade drink is. So maybe, like, I don't know. Is it a tea bag with hot water? And what do you mean? Like, what is a good homemade drink to you?
I mean, honestly, with that one, I was just thinking about whenever I love going away with my friends and stuff. I like whether it's a ski trip or, you know, get an Airbnb somewhere for the summer or for a weekend in the summer, whatever. I just, that when I was writing that line, I was thinking about You know, like when you just make kind of like you put like some mixer with some alcohol and you just like kind of you mess around. Maybe you try to make, you know, Negronis. Maybe you try. And it's just that kind of experimental, just doing your own thing. I don't know. I guess a homemade drink's just something that you make with people in a comfortable setting.
Okay. Yeah. I never experienced that before. So thank you for letting me in on that.
Of course.
So you said you don't like change, but there's a lot going on right now. So you're traveling a lot. You have this like whole new life and performing on stage and like having a fan base. How does that feel? Like, how do you deal with that success?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. So I've been trying, it's been my goal or dream for a while to kind of have music or a song or whatever that resonates with people around the world. And I just feel like the past year, first a song called Good to Be that's on this album came out, and that one, you know, had the most success that I had to that point. And then Belong Together came out, and that one obviously has had even more. And I think just, you know, when you have these hopes for yourself and these like dreams for yourself, and then they start to come true, you kind of, it's hard to process. And it's like, I think I've just started processing it all, and it feels just amazing. I don't like, yeah, it's change, but it's change that I've kind of been hoping for, that I've wanted, and for it to be coming to life is awesome. I don't know.
Yeah. That's very beautiful the way you said it. You really sense that you do what you want to do, which is not necessarily self-explanatory always.
Yeah.
You're also coming to Munich to our colleagues, and you're going to be performing in Munich.
Yes.
And I got handed, of course, some questions from my colleagues in Munich because they were very curious.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so I'm going to be asking you those. Have you ever been to Munich? And if yes or no, what have you heard about it?
So we did a show in Munich in April. I actually don't know much about Munich. We just stopped there for the day and had our show, and it was fun. Yeah.
So the next question would have been, name five things you heard about Munich, but maybe you don't
don't even know. I can't even say one. I haven't heard much about Munich. Is there something I should know about Munich?
Well, there's this cliche of pretzels and beers, you know, like that's
from in my head. That's just all of Germany.
Oh my God, you're so wrong.
Okay.
Okay, no. Not Berlin, though. But I feel like Berlin is not representative to Germany anyway, because it's so more international. But okay.
Is Cologne more?
I've never been to Cologne. I don't plan on going.
Okay, so you like love Berlin?
No, not really. But I would say that it's the only city I would live in within Germany.
Okay.
But I've like, yeah, I don't want to throw any shade. Of course, Cologne can be awesome, I guess. let's proceed. They also had this. So you sing about cold iced tea and warm weather belonging together. And then the question would have been, what do you think belongs together in Munich?
Oh, wow. These are all quite. Yeah, I don't even know anything about Munich. I guess pretzels and beer.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Well, then, if you were to be shooting a TikTok in Munich, what would you like to shoot?
I don't know. Is there like an iconic thing in Munich? Is there like a...
Oh, no. I'm going to give... There's the English Gardens. And there, I would say if you're in Munich and you get the chance to go there, that's really beautiful.
Mm.
I think that in terms of cleanliness and like, it's really neat and beautiful.
Okay, so then maybe we'll go to the, if I was there, I'd shoot a TikTok at the English Gardens.
The English Gardens.
There you go.
Yeah, as an American, that's, it's not even, I mean, yeah. Do you feel like you have any, that's actually for me, it's curious because I always like to ask this Americans, do you feel more like you're out of Europe? Like you don't feel European at all? Or do you feel more connected to English people because it's like you share the language? Or do you feel like whenever you meet British people, it's like we don't have anything in common?
You're saying, do I feel more comfortable like in like London as opposed to Germany? Is
yeah, for example. Like culturally as well.
Maybe like a little bit, but it's never like, I don't feel like an outcast when I'm here. But I feel like sometimes bad when I'm here because everyone just speaks English and I can't speak any of, you know, whether it's German or French or whatever. I'm like, wow, I'm just the idiot that doesn't know how to speak your language and you're speaking mine. But that's all I feel. But then you guys don't care. You're like, no, I speak English. I'm like, all right, fine.
That's the most humble explanation. I met a lot of Americans who were like, oh, well, we have access to any country. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
but
nah.
Do you know any German?
No, I don't. No.
Did you have any other language when you grew up in high school or
yeah.
any other language you
I took Italian, yeah.
Oh, do you speak some Italian?
Like very little, but I can kind of understand it. We were in Milan the other day and I was kind of understanding what was going on. I don't speak it. If you know how to speak Italian, don't do it. Don't put me on the spot. Don't.
I feel like Mark Amber, though, doesn't sound like specifically Italian, I say. Specifically American, so... If I would see you and you would tell me I'm Italian, I would be like, yeah, I believe you.
Oh,
like
okay.
with the curls. And
okay, I like that. I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe I don't really know. Like Mark is also like is it a specific American name? I don't even think that.
Not really. I don't think so. Have you spent a lot of time with like American people?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually never.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Am I the first American person you're interviewing?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not true. I interviewed Ryan Tedder, so he's also
Oh,
there.
Sick. How was that?
Fine. He knows a lot of language. Like, he doesn't speak them fluently, but he just spoke German to me, and then he dropped some French, and I was just like, he's not a polyglot, but if he had the time, mm-hmm. he would have been, because
oh,
he
wow.
has great accents. I was surprised by
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he had, a lot of knowledge about Germany that I didn't. I was just like,
oh God, I gotta start doing my research. I gotta start practicing my languages. I need to one up Ryan Tedder when I come back.
He's a great performer. Did you have any inspiration? Like, what are your biggest inspirations when it comes to performance and music for your
yeah.
work?
I think there are a few bands that I always, or artists that I go back and watch like videos of or try to go to their live shows a lot. I think like Coldplay is one I constantly go back to. I've watched so many hours on YouTube of just them perform. I've seen them live. I just think they create like the ultimate live experience for people. Taylor Swift, I think like I grew up falling in love with music like Mumford and Sons when that was kind of really popular in like the early 2010s and they put on an amazing live show. I mean, honestly, like I've been trying to go to more live shows just to try to get more inspiration for my own. We got like... Me and one of my band members and music directors, whatever, his name is Alex. We went to a Niall Horan show the other day. And it was amazing. It was like, it was one of the best shows I've ever been to. It was so good. So that was cool. I've never been to One Republic show though.
Yeah, I was there last weekend. It was amazing. I was
gotcha.
Very like...
Where was it?
At Lollapalooza. It's a festival
oh, yeah.
in Berlin. And I was just... in awe the whole
wow.
night, I think. Yeah.
Did they headline or was it like close to, were they like the final act?
No, I don't think they were the final act, but they were definitely on the main stage.
Oh, wow.
And I just passed by because I went to another concert and I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? Wait
oh,
a second.
Wow.
I got to see
that. It was
that
good? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to
yeah.
see them now.
Yeah, fantastic. I
go.
Recommend. Okay, so I think we almost have it, but like maybe as a closing. So, well, here apparently summer is over, but...
yeah.
What would, if you would describe this year, this summer, in one song and one word, what would it be?
I'll do this year in one word, maybe? Okay, this year in one word. That's a really good question. Okay. For the word, I'd probably say surreal.
Gotcha, yeah.
For the song? Song. I mean,
you can name your own
yeah,
song.
Yeah, to be honest, I've played Belong Together so many times that that's definitely the most listened to song ever of my year so far. But I'm trying to think of another song that kind of feels like this year. Honestly, I have to go with Belong Together. I don't, that might sound narcissistic, but I don't care.
No, it's fair. It just means that you really stand behind your work. Well, thank you so much for the interview and for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was
fun.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.